Your network of praise. Thank you for listening today. We have Carlene on the telephone instead of the studio. Carlene, what's going on? How come you're not here?
Well, good morning. It's nice to be with you on the telly, as they say. I am at Warrior Leadership Summit 2018, and I wanted to just give you guys the first of our weekly updates. We're going to be doing this every day. There's so much to say, so settle in for a couple of minutes here and grab a cup of coffee, because I want to give you kind of the 30,000-foot view of what's going to be going on this week. So if that's okay, I'll just jump in, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I arrived on Saturday. My travel day was Saturday, and then yesterday, Sunday, was a travel and setup day for most of Ron Hutchcraft's staff and some of their Native young leaders that are going to be involved in also helping oversee this conference. And I was able to see them for the first time last night and kind of go to the retreat center where we're meeting. And by the way, I feel like I'm home because we're gathering in the Midwest and it's been in the 90s with high humidity. And that reminds me of all my years growing up in South Dakota. So while most people are complaining, it feels like home to me. But we got a chance to meet last night for the first time, and it was really cool how God worked out the timing, because it was very kind of haphazard how we planned when I would get here. But when I did, they were just getting ready to gather in the auditorium where the main sessions of the Warrior Leadership Summit in the morning and the evening will happen, and they were gathering there to pray. And I was so glad to hear that, you know, they still had a ton of work to do. I'm guessing most of them were up a good majority of the night, but they still recognized first things first, and they wanted to dedicate this week to God. So I'm going to share some random points with you from that time. Brad Hutchcraft, who you might remember, was with us during our fundraiser on our Day of Hope. He was one of the three gentlemen that flew up to join us for that event. He mentioned to me, he said, I am so excited for tomorrow, which is for today, because today is the day that all the kids will be arriving all day long. Registration will be taking place, and they will start the event with a kickoff session tonight. He said tomorrow it's going to be like a massive family reunion. He said there's going to be a lot of hugs going on, so I know he's looking forward to that, even though they're exhausted already at this point from just all the setup. He was so excited, and he said, you know, Carlene, there's going to be a lot of weary leaders, natives that are that are bringing kids from their tribe, from the reservation, from their location. A lot of leaders are traveling with these kids, and these leaders have been bravely on the front lines for their own people all year round, but it's intense work that is just leaves them very weary. And so he's looking forward not only to the kids coming, but to the leaders coming to be refreshed as well. I have been very impressed with the fact that when I talked with both Brad and Ron, and when they led this prayer time last night, they were very honest about the fact that there has been a lot of spiritual warfare that has been happening in the last few weeks as they've been getting closer and closer to this time. But they hold that discussion in tension very well, with also talking about all that they have seen God do in years past and all that they expect God to do this year, and the special anticipation that they've had this year for what God is going to do in a new place, because they have outgrown the facilities that they have met in the past. So this is their first year in a new retreat center and area. So that's obviously a prayer point right there, because there's lots of nuances that come with a new place, lots of things, no matter how well you plan, that you're just not going to know what to expect, some of the hiccups that will come, and exactly how you're going to work out some of those wrinkles. So that's another prayer point to be praying for Ron Hutchcraft and his team. In the area of spiritual warfare, they didn't go into detail a lot, but they did say there's been a lot of health attacks for different people, so that's something to be praying for. And then also some members of the Warrior Worship Team that were traveling here from, I think, down south on Sunday night or Sunday during the day at some point, they hit an elk on the road, and their car was just, they weren't even sure it was even drivable. And so it sounds like it's pretty much literally being held together with duct tape, and they are still trying to get here. So be praying for just all these travel there's kids coming from all over the United States and even from some of the reservations in Canada and even Alaska. So they are coming from far and wide. And Ron Hutchcraft mentioned, you imagine it, that's the mode of transportation that they're taking to get here. They are coming on every way possible from all over the place. So pray for safety as they are arriving today. Ron did mention, just to give you an idea, we all know in general the brokenness of the reservations that some of these kids are coming from, but here's kind of an extreme example. There is a reservation, I won't say the location, but it's basically on an island off the coast a little bit, and the only way to and from the island is by plane or by boat. And so 50 kids from this reservation all loaded on a boat Saturday to start their travel because they had to take the boat to get to the mainland, to get to this, to get to that, to get to this. And so, I mean, it is quite an orchestrated effort to get them here. This particular reservation, Ron was giving me some information that was just heartbreaking, and I'm sure I'm going to be hearing a lot of this week. But this is a reservation that they, as their Summer of Hope tour has happened in Summers Past, they have visited this reservation. And one of the particular years when they got there, they found six-year-olds that were in the wooded areas that were passed out from huffing gas or aerosols. They have already started that lifestyle at 6 years of age, not caring whether they live or die. There are high, high suicide rates on this particular reservation. And so to imagine that kind of level of brokenness and evil is pervasive at that age, there are 50 young people from that reservation and tribe. All of them apparently that signed up have all made it as far as they all got on that boat, and they're all coming. And so pray, of course, for some of those destructive cycles to be broken by a relationship with Jesus starting this week. Ron was mentioning that he and his team have just emphasized all that are working for the conference, the staff and volunteers. He said, it is number one priority for you guys as the workers of this convention that these kids feel safe, loved, and welcome. And so that's a high priority. And I love the fact that emphasis is being told again and again. And it's going to be amazing to see today as kids disembark from buses and from cars and whatever. It sounds like the main story is that all of them get there and within minutes. The light dawns on them. I'm not alone. If they're already a believer in Jesus but struggling or feeling alone on their reservation, they see hundreds of other kids like them that have come that care about Jesus or want to know about Jesus or are looking forward to this conference. And the fact that they are not alone is hugely healing for them. Ron also emphasized that they decided years ago when they started making this an annual conference, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right, and it will not be a second-rate conference because so many of these kids are used to being second-rate, third-rate, fourth-rate, or even no rate at all. And so they have poured, again, time, money, and excellence into this convention from the worship to they have video production teams that will be videoing some of this, and they'll be doing video updates for their own supporters of their ministry. And these video team production, it's basically a team of three guys, will often be up late into the night after the day's activities are over, doing an excellent job on video production. So stamina would be an excellent other thing to pray for. I did also want to mention that there's another radio station that is here, as well as me being a representative from your network of praise. And like we raised some funds in the spring during our fundraiser to send kids here, they actually have their share-a-thon next week. And so their representatives are here wanting to also, like me, just kind of see what this is all about, to be able to report back to their listeners and donors. And then next week, they will be having their share-a-thon. And they're arranging it a little differently than we did ours. But whatever like total they get at the end of the week of fundraising for their needs, they're giving a percentage off the top of that. Whatever they raise, a certain number of percentage is going to be going directly to On Eagle's Wings, which is a huge need right now. Because as they're planning their Summer of Hope tour that kicks off right at the end of this week when Warrior Leadership Leadership Summit is over, they still have financial need that needs to be covered in order for them to load that bus and start their tour for the summer. So please be praying for that radio station. They're located in Minnesota, but be praying for them to have an over-the-top successful Share-a-thon next week, because, of course, the more that is pledged to them, the more they can give away to on Eagle's Wings, which is a huge deal. Ron Hutchcraft mentioned that there is a battle raging literally over every life and every soul. We have heard the stories that they shared with us, and some of these kids have already decided that life isn't worth living, and many times because they just don't want to do that final act at home or on their own reservation. They just want to do it somewhere else. It's not associated with home. They will travel to this conference with plans of taking their life while they are here. So be praying for a spirit of life to overcome the spirit of death that might be in their ears whispering those suggestions to them. Ron was saying this is not a time to pray weakly or wimply, but to, as he so humorously said, you need to put some hair on your prayers and pray boldly and with strength and with confidence, because it is definitely a time to besiege God on behalf of these kids for breakthrough, definitely. The theme of this year's Warrior Leadership Summit is transformed, and that speaks for itself, so definitely be praying into that. God has, I heard Ron say through an interview that he was doing with the other radio team that's here from Minnesota, he said, I have never in all of my years, now think of the fact that Ron has traveled all over the world. He has spoken for years to youth and to groups that are gathered of youth, but also to adults. He's also worked with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association for years and traveled with them for years. So he has been in all kinds of places all over the world speaking on all kinds of topics. He said in this interview to this other radio station, I have never in all my years of all the things I've been blessed to get to do, all the travel I've been blessed to do, I have never seen God move in a way like he does here at Warrior Leadership Summit. I have seen God move purposefully and with great power and presence and very decisively on behalf of Warrior Leadership Summit. And he said, I think that's because the level of need is so high. The level of brokenness is so complete that God has to move in a big way to reach these kids in a big way. And he said, you know, if I asked God to move in a fresh way and do something he's never done before, he said, I can't even imagine what that would look like because we have seen him already move in such strong methods through past Warrior Leadership Summits. But again, there's kind of, and they said this when they were with us during Fundraiser in the spring, we just have this sense that God is getting ready to break out in Native America and do something unique. So I think it's definitely a place to join them and stand with them for that to happen and to ask God to come in a new, fresh, and more powerful way than he's even shown up before, which would be something to definitely imagine. As a very side note, I want to quickly mention that many of our listeners might remember an interview that we did, I believe it was in the fall of 2016 during one of our Share-a-thon events, with Jordan Whitmer. Now, Jordan is Ron Hutchcraft's grandson. He just graduated from Liberty University, has been ordained as a reverend and as a minister, and he has a huge heart to reach out to the youth culture, to his own peers. And you might recall that our interview with him was to talk to him about his organization, How to Life, that it started in 2015. It's just 3 years old. But he is actually here this, he was actually just here yesterday, and I think he's taking off this morning for some more travels with his own ministry. So he was just here for a brief period. But I actually got to meet him, which is really cool. And I have a picture that we will put up on our Facebook page so you can see him and see his face. But he was sharing with me that in the 3 years since they have started the How to Life movement, they have approached the point where this fall it will have officially gone global, because he has just recently this summer gotten back from a trip to Germany and I forget where else it was. I want to say France. I don't know if that's correct. But he met with some youth there that want to bring the How to Life movement there. So they have already gone global, and they have done 34 events in 23 states in the last 3 years, which is phenomenal, just an incredible. It shows you another area of need. So be praying for Jordan, as he's kind of a friend of the family of your network of praise as well. So those are some of the main prayer points. And I hope that there was something in there. There's many things to cover, but if there's one thing I said that just strikes your heart and you resonated with, own that area and please, please pray as Ron talks about storming and the throne of grace with prayers and petitions, asking God to move in a unique way during Warrior Leadership Summit this year. We will have this this conversation that I'm having now on our podcast page so you can catch it later. As well, we'll be placing a couple of pictures throughout the day on the Your Network of Praise Facebook page. I want you to know the Warrior Leadership Summit also has its own page on Facebook, so it would be a great idea to go like their page because they will also have the very professional footage from the conference and pictures as well, and they'll probably be posting a lot more regularly than I will be able to with some of my other duties here. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. It's a long nutshell, but I appreciate your patience and listening and standing with us in prayer for Warrior Leadership Summit 2018.